Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Last Sunday was Veterans Day. With the date falling on a Sunday and the official government holiday calendared for Monday, observances were spread over 2 days in our area, as most of you know. On Sunday, at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, Eureka Southwest Rotary sponsored the Veterans Observance, returning to the Adorney Center once again. As always, they produced an excellent program that would make any veteran proud. I am sure that all those veterans who have gone before us were looking down with pride. The same holds true with Monday's observance held at the Arkley Center. The house was filled with people of all ages coming together to listen to the Eureka Symphony honor our World War II veterans, with a musical tribute as portraits of more than 100 World War II veterans were projected on a giant screen. All of the portraits were done by a very special lady, Mrs. Catherine Burleson. Catherine not only has completed almost 200 portraits of World War II veterans, she is also a founder of North Coast Honor Flight, a local nonprofit that arranges for an expense-paid trip for World War II veterans to visit their memorial in Washington, D.C. Her organization has provided this wonderful opportunity to about 170 veterans so far, with another flight scheduled for April of next year. Catherine's dedication to our veterans is exceptional, and I pray that she will be recognized for her accomplishments by citizens far and wide. I would also like to acknowledge the Eureka Symphony under the musical direction of conductor Carol Jacobson for a stellar performance. It is no more than fitting to gather each year to honor veterans, but we must not only thank those present-day living veterans, we must look back to those who fought so gallantly for our freedoms from the very beginning, namely the Revolutionary War and all those conflicts that have taken place between then and now. We must also remember those presently in our armed forces, stationed throughout the world, who have volunteered their very lives to keep this country free. For those of you who offer up daily prayers, I urge you to include all veterans, if you are not doing so presently. I would like to give a special recognition and thanks to those brave souls who served in the Vietnam conflict. Even though they followed orders and fought for our country, losing life and limb, and in some cases minds, many survivors were shunned and insulted by our citizens when they returned home. Deemed an unpopular war, this does not give license to punish those in the ranks who were fighting for their lives. Those politicians in power were the ones responsible for what was happening. I think that the apologies are still in order to those Vietnam heroes. God bless our veterans. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.